Hello, today is Monday, June 15th, 2009, and welcome to our second oral blog.
Hello, today is Monday, June 15th, 2009, and welcome to our second oral blog.
First, an idiom that is very true for students. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. What does this mean? It means you can give them an English environment and lessons, but you can't make them learn.
这是什么意思呢? 也就是我们可以让孩子们提供一个英语的环境, 让他们去参加英语课程, 但是我们不能够迫使他们学习英语。
So how do we get our children to want to learn English? A few good ideas are
以下是一些建议。
Always encourage them and never discourage them.
永远鼓励他们，而不要泄他们的气。
Get involved. Have your children teach you what they've learned.
家长也要参与，让您的孩子教你他学会的英语。
Take charge. Don't tell your children to do their review. Call them to you and review with them.
家长要引导，要掌控，不要跟孩子说，快去复习英语。应该跟他们说，来，我们一起来复习英语吧。Practice
all the time, often and everywhere, and show your children how it makes you feel to hear them speak English in public.
不断的练习，任何时候，任何地点，要让孩子知道，当他们在公共场合说英语的时候，你有多么的开心和自豪。
The more involved you are as a parent, the more progress your child will make.
作为家长，当你参与的越多，你就会发现孩子进步的越快。Don't
make excuses for your children. If you take charge, you will find that everyone has 10 to 20 minutes every day.
不要为孩子找借口吧。如果家长来引导，就会发现，其实每个人每天都至少有10到20分钟的时间可以用来学习英语。
Finally, like Nike said, just do it. Now Mike says, just do it.
最后，我们引用奈克说的一句话， Just do it, 尽管去做吧。那现在麦克也说， Just do it, 尽管去做吧。Thank
you, and we will talk to you again next week.
感谢您的聆听，我们下次见。
Goodbye.
Bye.